Today's shir is Masechta Erevin Daf Lamed Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Our Gemara Beizer Hashem Yisbarach begins to discuss a sugya which is a well-known sugya throughout Shas, and that is the sugya of Breira. What the sugya of Breira refers to is, as the word Breira actually means, Breira means reverse retroactive designation. Something wasn't designated now, or we're not quite certain what is to be the designation, but ultimately we discover what it should be, and the question is, do we say Breira or do we not say Breira? Can the halacha accept retroactive designation? And before we begin, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to discuss this important topic of Breira, there are a number of halachic topics that are actually quite similar, but aren't really the same. One is the concept of Breira, which we are now discussing, the concept of retroactive designation. The next is a concept known as Igloi Milslam Afreya, that something became we became aware of something now that we weren't aware of previously. And then, of course, there's a concept which comes up quite often in Shas, known as a Tanai, being able to make a condition. If this will be the case, then this should be what I want. So the question is, when is it Breira? When is it a Tanai? And when is it a Gloy Milsel Mafreya? So the Rishonim say that one of the differences between a Tanai, which is certainly effective, and there are many sugyas throughout Shas, and Psukim, the whole parsha of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, that Chatzi Shevet Menashe, that they got their share of Eretz Yisrael and Eivor HaYarden, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, you will get that share if you fulfill the conditions that I set forth when you're going to battle together with your brothers in capturing Eretz Yisrael. So we clearly see that Tanai is effective. So what is the difference between a Tanai and Breira? So Rashi explains that Tanai is something which is in my control. Something which is not in my control follows Breira. So just to give our Gemara as an example, when we spoke in our Mishnah that somebody made his Erev Tchumim dependent on which side of the town the Akum will come, or which side of town the Rav, whose shear he's interested in listening to, will come. All of these were situations that were not in his control. He doesn't control where the Rav is going to come, or which side the Rav is going to come from. He doesn't control where the Akum are going to come from, and therefore they fall into the category of Breira. But if somebody makes a Tanai, if I do this, then that's Rashi says will be in the category of a Tanai. The Ramban this says that the difference between Tanai and Breira is when there's only one variable in play. That means somebody says, if the Rav comes to the east side, then I want an Erev on the east side. That would be, according to Ramban, a Tanai, even though it's not in my control. The issue with our Mishnah, says the Ramban, which takes it out from the category of Tanai and puts it into the category of Breira, is because he says, well, if the Rav comes in the east side, I want the Erev to be on the east side. And if the Rav comes in the west side, it should be on the west side. So there, since there's two variables, the Ramban says that's considered Breira. There are other Rishonim say that Breira is in a situation where it may not happen altogether. A little difficult to understand, because when you make it tonight, it's also not necessarily going to happen. So that's the difference between tonight, a condition, and Breira, something to be chal retroactively. Then there's something, a different halacha concept, called Igloi Milsel Afreya, which we're going to have such an example soon in our Gemara as well. Igloi Muslim Afreya tells us that I happen not to know what is the situation, but the situation that I'm referring to has indeed already happened. It's just a lack of my knowledge that is preventing me from knowing what happened. That is the category of Breira or not. And as we're going to see in our Gemara, the subject, do we say Yesh Breira or do we not say Breira, is a Machloikus Tanoim. Furthermore, there are Rishonim, Rashi, that differentiate with something which is a situation where you toile b'das atzmai, where we say ein breira. That means that I'm not sure which side, to which direction the rav is coming. Whereas toile b'das acherim, where it's not I'm making the condition, it's dependent on others, as we'll see that there may be, even if you normally hold ein breira, here we'll hold yesh breira. The halacha is that by the raisa we say ein breira, and by the rabbanon we say yesh breira. But there's a machloikus rishonim how to understand that halacha. The Ran says it's not that here we say ein breira, by the raisa we say ein breira, and by the rabbanon we say yesh breira. But rather, the way the Ran explains it is by the Raisa, we always go L'chumra. And by the, as we know, Sofik the Raisa L'chumra. And by the Rabbanon, we go L'kula. Sofik the Rabbanon L'kula. And therefore, if saying Breira will be a Chumra, then we'll say it by the Raisa Breira. If saying Ein Breira by the Rabbanon will be a Kula, then we'll say Ein Breira. However, there are different Paiskim, the Yamshel Shloima, says that no, that when we paskin that by the Raisa, ain't Breira, whether it's Lakula, whether it's Lachumra. And when we say Yesh Breira by the Rabbanon, we say Yesh Breira by the Rabbanon, whether it represents a Rabbanon, whether it represents a Kula or a Chumra. So begins the Gemara Amar Rav, our Mishnah, Leisa the Masisim of the Tani Aya. Our Mishnah cannot be considered authoritative because Ayoy, and it's interesting, I saw from the Sefer Margolius Ashas that this Tana Ayoy, who plays such an important part of today's Shir, this is the only place in Shas that we find Ayoy's opinion. And our Mishnah, which clearly indicates that we say Breira, because we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody says that I have two Rabbonim coming to town, one's coming from the east side and one's coming from the west side, I'm going to put down Erev Tchumim on both directions and then in the Shabbos decide which shir I want to hear, that we're going to rely on Breira. And Ayur teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds Ein Breira. Why? The Tani Ayur, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us Ain other masna shnei dvarim kecher. A person cannot make a condition that we just discussed, that I'll make two Erevs and decide which Erev I'm going to want to use. Ella, what you have to do is only if there's only one Rav coming and you don't know in which direction he's coming, and ba chachon lemizrach, eruv lemizrach, then ba chachon lemarav, eruv lemarav, you could say, I don't know right now what's happening. So since I don't, and the Gemara is going to explain the difference, but to say, I'm going to put down two Erevs, and when I find out which side the Rav came from, then that Erev will be the valid Erev. That is acceptable. But to say, I'm going to put down two Erevs, because Lakan or Lakan, because there are two Rabbanim coming from the two different directions, and then on Shabbos, I'll decide which Erev I want to rely on, Loi, you can't do that, because that would rely on Breira, which we don't accept. Ask the Gemara, Maishno l'kan l'kan d'loi, why if somebody put down two Erevs? Because they're two Erevin. because they're two rabbonim coming from two different directions. And he wants the ability to decide which erev he wants to rely on. Do we say it's not acceptable? Because we say ein breira. So ask the Gemara. So even in a case where there's only one rav coming, and he put down an erev lemizrach on the east side, and he put down an erev lemarav on the west side, nami, and then he's going to decide when he finds out where the rav came, that should be the erev that is effective. That's also ein breira. He only wants, as we have been discussing over and over in our shiurim, the moment that the erev becomes effective is bein hashmashus. This person doesn't know bein hashmashus where the rav is coming. So since he doesn't know, only on Shabbos when he'll find out will he decide, well, that's the erev I want should be effective. That's a retroactive designation. So why is it acceptable if we hold ein breira? Rabbi Yochanan explains, Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah speaking about a situation, the Kfar Bochachem, that the Rav came. And as we said earlier, since we're referring to a situation of a Kfar Bochachem, that isn't relying on Breira. The Rav already came to whatever direction before Shabbos. I happen not to have known that the Rav came in that direction, but he was already there. And that's called the Gloy Misl Mafreya. And therefore, even if we don't subscribe to the concept of Breira, the Gloy Misl Mafreya is effective. So Ramoshe in the Tshuvas, Erechaim Chelik Aleph Yutes, says that even a situation where there's a suffix, and by a suffix in a halacha where we make a suffix, if we hold Ein Breira, the fact that in this halakhic concept, we're lenient by sfeikus, doesn't make a difference. And he gives a beautiful explanation. He says, let's study our Gemara. Our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, in explaining our Mishnah, said that Rabbi Yossi held that a suffix erev is kosher. Why is a suffix erev kosher? Because we say by erev is drabanan, we explained Rabbi Yossi holds erev tchum is drabanan, suffix drabanan lakula. But here we see that even though Rabbi Yochanan is lenient in Hilchas Erevin, and he applies the concept that we could say we could be makel Suffolk Erev is kosher, we still need that the Kfar Bochachem. The Gemara doesn't suggest, well, since Erevin is the Rabbanon, let's be lenient. So we see that that even in a case where we are typically lenient, if you hold Ein Breira, that wouldn't change the halacha. Says the Panim Iris, a very bechiddush, a machloikis Panim Iris in Shara Melech. The Panim Iris says that this concept that we've been discussing from the beginning of our shiur today, that even though we may hold Ein Breira, but we do subscribe to Gloy Misl Mafreya, says the Panim Iris, we only rely on a Gloy Misl Mafreya by a Drabonon. By a Deraisa, we cannot rely on a Gloy Misl Mafreya. The Shar HaMelech disagrees. The Shar HaMelech says, given the way we've been explaining Igloi Muslim Afreya, there ought not to be a difference whether it's a Deraisa or the Rabbanim. Ask the Gemara, how do we start the Shir? We started the Shir that Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah seems to subscribe to the concept of Breira. And the question is that our Mishnah seems to indicate that Ayah told us that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So we have a problem with the Mishnah because of Ayah. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say just the opposite? Adrabba, Leisa La'ayim Masnisen. Our Mishnah should be a Raya that Ayah's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is incorrect. And as Rashi explains, because throughout Shas, we know that a Mishnah is always considered most authoritative. And the Mishnah clearly indicates that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to Breira. Says the Gemara, Lois al Kedatach. It's not the correct way to assume that Rabbi Yehuda accepts Breira. The Shemina le Rabbi Yehuda less Breira. We have another Raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Halakeach Yaim ben Akutim. If somebody buys wine from the Kutim, and we know, as the Navi teaches us in Melachim Beis, the Kutim were a nation that the Melech Asher brought to the Shomron in Eretz Yisrael after the Seres HaShvatim went to Golos. And the Navi there discusses how lions were attacking them because they were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and they became Geirim. And as a Machlokes Tanoim in many places in Shas, is their Geiris, is their conversion considered a valid conversion or not? Because they only became Geirim because of these lions that were attacking. So Rashi Halokeach explains that this Gemara is going according to the Man D'Omer that the wine of the Kutim was not prohibited. And that's why we could have a situation that we bought wine from the Kutim. Obviously, it's going according to the Man D'Omer that the Kutim are Geri Emes. And therefore, their wine, before there was a special decree that we can't drink their wine, was something that you could purchase. The Tanya, and therefore the Bryson teaches us, Halakeach Yaim Ben HaKutim, if somebody purchases wine from the Kutim, and even though we consider them Jewish, they were not makbid to take off Trumas and Maisers. And as the Rishonim explain, on one hand, the Kutim were careful to take off Trumas and Maisers, but that was only when they were going to eat that produce themselves. However, when they sold or gave something to a Jew, they did not define lifnei evil asita michshel as we do, that we may not cause someone to do an avera. Their definition of lifnei evil asita michshel was literal. You now put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And therefore, when they sold produce, wine, to a Jew, we could be certain that trumas and maisers were not removed. Whereas, if you buy it from a Yisrael, who's Amoritz, as we have many times in Shas, there we know that the Amoratzim, Truma, they took off, Truma Gedoyla, because Chita Achas Pateres HaSakri, one kernel is adequate, and Maiserishin, and we can't make them give, because Hamoitzim Mechaver Olivaraya, so therefore, the Gemara speaks specifically about a case of Kutim. So somebody bought wine from a Kutim, and it's Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the halacha is that you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers. So what are you to do if you want to drink this wine? So says the Gemara, what you do is, Omer, Shnei Logim, Shani Asa Lahafrish, two Lugim out of the 100, that I ultimately will take off for Truma when I'll have the ability, Harein Truma. They should be Truma. As I said, Midaraisa Chita Achas Peteres HaSakri. But Chazal said that we should take off, an average person takes off 50th. So 2 pounds out of 100 is a 50th. Then you have Asara. It's not really a sorrow, it's 9.8 because you were left with 98 pounds. So 10% of 98 is Maiserishin. So now you're down to 90. Vetisha, so 10% of the 90 is Maisersheni. In a year that's a Maisersheni year, as we've discussed many times, the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years are Maisersheni or Mechel. So Rashi explains Mechel means everything we're going to discuss in our Gemara of doing this, which is even if you hold that you can rely on retroactive designation, as we're going to see very clearly in our sugya, is not something that we want to rely on l'chatchila. And since it's not something that we want to rely on l'chatchila, if we have any other option, we do it. So Rashi explains that mechel means I designated what's going to be the Maisa Sheini. And as we've discussed many times, what you could do with Maisa Sheni is be poided, redeem it. So you say, I have money in my wallet, I'm being poided the Maisa Sheni on that money. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos disagrees, and therefore Tosfos says, you could drink it. Mechel means to drink it right away, and you'll be poided after Shabbos. B'shoyes miyad, and the rest of the barrel you could drink. Why? i.e. didn't physically take off the Trumas and Maisris, we rely on Breira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Isrim. And now the Gemara is assuming, why do they hold that it's Usr? Because it relies on Breira, that the part that I said now should be Truma, Maisrishin, should be retroactively designated when I physically separate it after Shabbos, and rely on Breira, and Rashi and Rabbi Meir holds we could rely on Breira, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon do not rely on Breira. But the Achraim ask a very important question. So we have in this barrel certainly Truma, certainly Maisarishin, sitting in this barrel. So since it's sitting in the barrel, so whatever is the actual Truma is giving Tam, because it's sitting right next to the rest of the wine. So why is the rest of the wine something we may consume? It's obtaining tam from something that I'm not allowed to drink. And we know that if you can't have, just like kosher food and non-kosher food may not be cooked together because the tam of the non-kosher food goes into the kosher food. So here too, we have a situation where the tam of the truma is going into the rest of the barrel. So even the rest of the wine in the barrel should be usur. So the Sfas Emes answers that since it's not going to be there for 24 hours, when is there concern of nois and tam? Only when it's there for 24 hours. But when it's not there for 24 hours, there's no problem of nois and tam. The Noi de Behuda in the Doglam Revolva takes a different approach. He says that even though we're relying on retroactive designation, still, retroactive designation doesn't mean that it was physically truma at this point. Chiddush. Since it's only truma because of Breira, so what we're saying by Breira is only what I took out on Matzah Shabbos, when I actually do the Afrosha, should be truma, and before it, it shouldn't have a dit of truma. And therefore, there's no problem of nois and tam. So we see from this brisa that Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Breira. So when we said at the beginning of the shir that Ayoy's explanation of Yehuda shows that our mission is difficult, we understood why it was said. Ula Amar, Ula disagrees. And he says, Leisel Aya Lemasnisen. Our Mishnah proves that we subscribe to Breira, and Ayoy is refuted. And Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to Breira. Ask the Gemara, Vahodiktani, but haven't we just learned in the Braisa that we just learned that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Oisrim, and they say that we cannot rely on Breira? Says the Gemara, Ula Zuzi Zuziktani. Ula learned the Braisa differently. And Ula says that the way the Braisa should be understood, the Braisa is dividing into pairs. And the Braisa is going to say, Divri Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyu, who clearly, even in our original version of the Braisa, subscribed to Breira. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rameyu, and they both hold the Breira, and it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, because they don't rely on Breira. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah subscribes to Breira. Rabbi Yehuda in this Braisa as well subscribes to Breira, and Ayoy saying that Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Breira is incorrect. Asked the Gemara, the Savar Rabbi Yosef and Breira, but one of the Tanoim was saying clearly that doesn't subscribe to Breira is Rabbi Yosef. Asked the Gemara, Vatanan, the halacha is that a Yoledes, a woman who had a child, the Torah says, should bring a Keves Le'oila or Ben Tor or Yoina Lechatas. She should bring an animal for Kaban Oila and a bird for Kaban Lechatas. However, says the Torah, Em Ein Yoda Maseges, if she can't afford the animal, she should bring two tyrim or two bnei yoina, echad la'oilav, echad l'chattas. Furthermore, a zava, no matter if he's wealthy or poor, has to bring two birds, echad la'oilav, echad l'chattas. Same thing, a zav, after he becomes tahor, a zav gadol, has to bring a pair of birds, Echel oil of Echel Chattas. So the Mishnah in Masechta Kinim teaches us, Rabbi Yosef Amishtei Noshim, Shalachos Kinayim Be'erev. Two women that bought two pairs of birds together. Oy Shenosnu Demei Kinayim L'Koyin. They're two women, whether they're Yaldas or Zavas, who gave money to the Koyin that he should buy for them two pairs of birds. The halach is, Eish Shiyirtz Koyin, whatever the Koyin wants to bring for his Yaakov Oyla, he could bring any of the two birds for carbon oil up. And he could take any of the two birds as a carbon chatos. What do we see from here? The Rabbi Yossi is subscribing to Breira. The women bought these birds. The birds were designated to be an oil or a chatos. Yet the Kohen could say they didn't make that official designation. When does it become designated? When does it become retroactively designated? When the Kohen chooses to do so. Because if you don't hold the Breira, then maybe the bird that he took for an Oila was really a Chatas. Or maybe the bird that he took for Chatas was really an Oila. Or maybe the bird he took for one woman was for the other woman. Or vice versa. It must be that he subscribes to Breira. So we see that, and he could make that designation retroactively. Ask the Gemara, ask Tosfos, I don't understand. The Gemara Masechta Zvachim teaches us that even if you bring a carbon bestam, the halacha is that it's without Breira, you could be makriv of the carbon. So who says that the Kohen had any official designation? He doesn't have any designation, but it's still a valid carbon, because the halacha is that if you bring a bestam, it's a valid carbon. So Taisa says, absolutely, if you bring a carbon bestam, it's fine. But there are certain halachas which we learned that by chatos ha'oif, the blood is put on the lower part of the mizbeach, lamata mechut ha'sikra. By carbon oilos ha'oif, the blood is put on the upper half, lamala mechut ha'sikra. And if the kohen would not be able to do this retroactive designation, we're going to have a situation where the upper part was brought, where it was brought in the wrong place. And even if it was brought in the wrong place, it becomes disqualified. The Pnei Yeshua gives a different answer to Tysus' question. The Pnei Yeshua says, where is the halacha that stam is fine? He says, stam is fine where the carbon was properly designated. And then, when the kohen was makrivit, he didn't have any specific designation in mind. But our Gemara, says the Pnei Yeshua, is referring to a situation where there was no designation at all. There we don't say that if you bring a carbon stam, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hasam Kishesnu. Rabbi Yossi, so don't we see from here, ask the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi clearly does subscribe to Breira? Amar Rava, no, it's not a Raya. Because Hasam Kishesnu, Rabbi Yossi really holds Ein Breira, like we just learned in the Brisa of Alekeich Yayin. There, the women made a tanai when they bought the carbon that the kohen could decide who's what where. It's up to the kohen. Ask the Gemara if there was no designation by the women and they said that the kohen should decide what's what. So what's the chiddush? Answers the Gemara, Kamash Mont Rav Chisda. The chiddush is what Rav Chisda taught us. Dom Rav Chisda taught us, Ein Akinim Asparshis. Birds, the pair of birds that we buy for carbonus kibin are only identified as a carbon. Ela ibel kichas palim, when the owner buys those birds and makes that designation, ibasi is kain, when the kain actually brings the carbon. Because the pasuk says, v'lochash de sermish nebe de yoyna, echaloy levech lechatas. So that teaches us, v'locha, that when the woman buys it, she can make the designation. Or, and then there's another pasuk that says, v'osa koin, esa echot chatus, v'esa echot loyla. So from this pasuk, we see that there's an option. Either when the woman buys it, she makes the designation, or when the koin begins the avoid, he makes the designation. And that's the din of that brisa. The brisa is teaching us that if they didn't stipulate anything, they said that we're leaving it up to the koin. The coin stipulation, the coin's designation is perfectly fine, and he designed it that way, it's fine. Ask the Gemara, Vatkati, Rav Yossi and Breira, Still, the Gemara says, are you going to really say that Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Breira? V'tanya. The halacha is Am Haaretz. So as we mentioned earlier in our shir, Am Haaretz doesn't have any namonis in Hilchas Meiser. Shom l'chaver, he tells a chaver, and we always say that the definition of a chaver is a person who does have a namonis, is relied on for Trumas and Meiseris. And he told him, kach li aguda echa shal yerek. Buy for me a bundle of vegetables. Oy glusk achas, or buy for me a loaf of bread. And I saw that the Sefer Torah Chaim explains, why does the Gemara give two examples? The Gemara is giving two examples to teach us that whether it's Truma Drabonon, by Yerek, the Chiv to take off is Medrabonon, by bread, Chita, the Chiv is Daraisa, the Halacha will be the same in both cases. And the Chaver bought this from people who are not reliable in Hilchas Meisris. That we know that if you buy produce from something from someone who is not reliable, what you buy is considered the mai. And the halacha is that before you eat the mai, you have to take off Trumas and Meisris. The halacha is Einat Tzarich L'Aser. He doesn't have to take off Trumas and Meisris to what he gives to the Amoritz. Even though the halacha is that a Kohen may not give or sell produce to an Amoritz that aren't Mesukonim, that Trumas and Meisris weren't taken off. And in our Gemara, the chaver, when he bought for the Amoritz, did not say officially that this is the Amoritz's, this I'm buying for the Amoritz, this I'm buying for myself. Still, the halacha is, we say Breira, and it becomes retroactively designated that what I gave, what the chaver gave to the Amoritz was always the Amorat, was always the Amoritz's. It was never by the Chochem. And since it was never by the Chochem, there is no problem with him giving this type of produce to Amoritz. And from here we see that the Isser of how serious they took the Isser of a chaver giving any the Mai Tam Aretz. And the only reason why Rabbi Yossi is being lenient here is because it says it was never by the chaver. The chaver Oysrim, I'm a Tzarech L'Aser, because it's considered as if he bought it and now is giving it or selling it to Tam Aretz. And as we just said, if a chaver gives or sells his produce, Tam Aretz, he has to take off the Mai. So why does Rabbi Yossi say differently? Because obviously, Rabbi Yossi holds Breira, and it was always the Amoritz's. The Chachamim who say that you do have to take off is obvious because the Chachamim hold Ein Breira. And what we see from here is, but here aren't we dealing with Rabbanon? So, Tosfos says, and we said at the beginning of our shiur already, that by the Rabbanon, even those who are more machmer by Breira are more lenient. So Tosfos says that this is, we've had this concept previously, that this is a drabonon shiyesh loy ikum in a Torah. This is a drabonon that has a basis in the Draisa. The dinim of Truma Meisr are midaraisa, and therefore we have to be stricter. So, but what's relevant to us is we've been saying that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Breira. And here we see he holds a Braisa. Says the Gemara, Epoch. We should reverse the opinions. Rabbi Yossi will hold Ein Breira. And that's why he'll hold that the chaver has to take off his own, the Trumas and Meisris, before he gives it to the Amoritz. And the Chachamim are going to hold a Breira. Toshma. So the Gemara brings another proof that we see Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. Haimer. If somebody says, Maisei Sheyeshli Bebeisi. Somebody says, I have Maisei Sheni in my home. And as we learned earlier in the shir, Maisei Sheni could be redeemed on money. And this person says, I have mice in my home. Mechulal, I'll sell a shetala biyadi menakis. When I get home and I'll take money out of my wallet, that should be the money on which this mice sheni that I have in front of me is redeemed. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a mechulal, it's considered redeemed. And I can already eat this mice sheni produce right here, right now, outside of Yerushalayim, as if it was chulin. And then when we pick out the money from the wallet, it will be retroactively Breira designated that was the money that should always have been used for being paid to the Maisa Sheni. So you see there Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. Answers the Gemara, Epoch. Then Rabbi Yosef Emel Loichel. Rabbi Yosef says it's not going to be valid because it relies on Breira, and Rabbi Yosef does not subscribe to Breira. So ask the Gemara, what has happened here? We've had two brises that we just learned, where Rabbi Yosef seemingly held a Breira, but because we had a previous brisa of Aloikech Yaim Ben Akutim, which indicates Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold the Breira, we took two brises and reversed Rabbi Yosef's opinion because of one brisa where Rabbi Yosef held Ein Breira. So ask the Gemara, does that make sense to do? Or my chazis, the apres tartim kamechada. Why are we reversing the girsa and two brises because of one brisa? Shouldn't we just do the opposite? Epechada, the brisa of lekech yayin, where Rabbi Yosef says Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold the breira. Let's reverse his opinion, and then this brisa will be fine. Epechada mikametarti. Answers the Gemara, ha vaday ipretanya. This last brisa that we just learned certainly is the girsa is incorrect. The Ktani Sefer, let's learn the continuation of that brisa. The brisa says, "Omoyde Rabbi Yosi, by my meiser sheyesh lebetach beisi. If somebody says I have meiser in my home, yimechula asal chadosh shetal biyodim enakis should be redeemed on the money that I have in my on this new coin that I have in my pocket. So the aloch is shechilel that is considered valid redemption. What do we see from here? That in this case, in this case, Rabbi Yossi says it's considered a valid redemption. Mechlal, obviously, there, the Hasam Loichil, it's not a valid redemption. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi, at the beginning of this Brisa, even though the Girsa we had seemed to be different, must have held that it's not a valid redemption. Why is it not a valid redemption? Because that redemption relied on Breira, and he doesn't hold a Breira. Ask the Gemara, Hai Sal Chadosh Echidomi. The case that we just discussed, where somebody said that the mice that I have at home should be redeemed on the coin that I have in my pocket, that Rabbi Yosef says it's valid, what is the case? If I have two or three new coins in my pocket, and now I pick out one of those new coins, and I say that was the coin that is the pigeon, so that's the same as before. It's relying on Breira. Until I pick out the coin, it becomes retroactively designated that's the coin. But that's Breira. So if Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Breira, as we're learning he doesn't hold of it at the beginning of this Breisa, why would I say he holds a Breira at the end of the Breisa? Says the Gemara, El Delek El Chodah. It's talking about he only has one coin. If he has only one coin, we don't need to rely on Breira because there's no other coin that it could be. So ask Tysus, if he has only one coin, so it's obvious that the pigeon is a good pigeon. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah, of this Braisa? So Tysus says the chiddush is that we would think that maybe because when he has more than one coin in his pocket, with there we would need to rely on Breira, it would not be a valid pigeon. So therefore in a case that he only has one coin, where there we don't need to rely on Breira, Chazal should still say it's not good. Teaches us Rabbi Yossi, no. If he has only one coin and we don't need to rely on Breira, it's a valid redemption. But if he has more than one coin in his pocket and we need to rely on Breira, it's not a valid redemption. Ask the Gemara, what's Pshat Pala? Pala means when I take it out. I don't have to take it out. Even if I have in my pocket, and that's the only coin I have, that's the only new coin I have in my pocket, it should be a valid redemption. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Just I did Tana Reisha Tala, because in the Reisha it says Tala, that's why Tana Sefer Tala, the Bryce at the end also says Tala, even though there's no reason, the word Tala doesn't belong here. So we've been discussing that the Sugya Breira, and we've been learning that there's some say Breira, sometimes say Breira, some don't say Breira. But now the Gemara introduces the concept that we've discussed earlier, that maybe there's a difference between a Deraisa and the Rabbonim. Amalei Rav or Rav Nachman. My high Tana, who's the Tana, whoever, that feel by the Rabbonim less lay Breira, that even by Dine the Rabbonim does not subscribe to the concept of the Breira, the Tanya. The Braisa teaches us, Oymel Chay Shemisha, somebody said to five people, Iranian Arab, Elazim Mechem Sheretza, I'm going to be putting down an Erev Tchumim, and we learned that a Shlich could make an Erev Tchumim for somebody. I'm putting down an Erev Tchumim for whichever one of you that I want. Ritzisi Yelech, Ritzisi Lo Yelech. Whoever I want should be able to go, whoever I don't want should be able to go. Rotzim by Joim, if he made this decision before Bein Hashmashas Aruv Ve'Eruv, Mishech Shecha, but once it's Shabbos, as we learned, once Bein Hashmashas passes, Ein Aruv Ve'Eruv, because the Eruv has to be valid by Bein Hashmashas. So we see here that you can't rely on Breira even for Eruv Tchumim, which is the Rabbanim. And the Oinig Yontem makes a very important point, that from here we see that throughout the entire day, this person could keep on changing his mind, who he wants that the Erev Tchumim should work for. The only moment that makes a difference is the moment of Bein Hashmashas. That's the moment that counts. So here we see that even though that you don't rely on Breira, even by Erev, and therefore we don't say the Huvra Adover that the Erev was for this person, says the Gemara, Ishtuk V'layamali Midi, he had to remain silent. Says the Gemara, V'layamali Tana de Be'ayahu, why don't he say that this was the Tana of Ayoy, that at the beginning of our Shia said, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira, and we said at the beginning of Shia, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira even by Erevin, which is a Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman was not aware of this Braisa. Because indeed, were Rav Nachman aware of this Braisa, he would have right away identified that Ayoy is such an opponent of Breira, is such an opponent of Breira, that even in such a case, he wouldn't hold a Breira. Because if we hold a Breira in this case, even if he made that designation after Bein HaShmashas, it still should be valid because of Breira. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tanai Shekaltam Avda asked Rabbi Yosef, did you lose all the Tanoim from the world? That you can't find a Tana that holds, that we don't say Breira by the Rabbanan? Tanoihi, this issue that how far don't we accept the concept of Breira is actually Machalikas Tanoim. The Tanya, Reini Me'arav L'Shabbos HaShakol HaShana. Somebody puts down an Erev, and he puts it down, as we've mentioned in previous shurim, in a safe place. And since he put it down in a safe place, he need not be concerned that the Erev is no longer here. And he says that this Erev should be effective for all of the Shabbos of the year. Ritzisi Eilech, Ritzisi Loilech. The Shabbos that I want to rely on the Erev, it should be good. The Shabbos that I don't want to rely on the Erev, it shouldn't be effective. So the halacha is, Rotzim Abayyoyim, If he made that decision before Shabbos, then every Shabbos before Shabbos he has to make that decision. Meshech Shecha, but he makes the decision after Shabbos, Rav Shimon Ayim Erev, because we could rely on Breira, and it's Hover Davar L'Mafreya that it was a valid Erev. Recham Ayim Eruv Erev. So we see that even though we're talking about Eruv Tchumim, the Rabbanon, we have a Machlokes if we say Breira or not. Ask the Gemara, didn't we see that Rav Shimon, by the case of a Lekech Yayin Ben Akutim, doesn't hold the Breira? And he said, you can't do that mechanics of deciding this will be Truma, this will be Meiser. So there, he didn't hold the Breira. And here, he does hold the Breira. Kasha the Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon. So doesn't this represent a contradiction in the opinion of Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, El Eipach. Indeed, it represents a contradiction in the opinion of Rav Shimon, and we have to reverse. And we have to say, Rav Shimon, in this Raisa will hold, that if you want to rely, that the Erev should be valid, that it should become valid after Shabbos began, Ein Eruv Erev, because he doesn't hold the Breira, and the other Tana, the Rabbanan will hold, that it is a good Erev, because they subscribe to Breira. Says the Gemara, my Kasha, what was your question that you had, that you forced us to change the opinion of Reb Shimon? Dilma, the way to defend Reb Shimon is Kilas Leder Reb Shimon Breira. When does Reb Shimon not hold the Breira? The Raisa, the case of Truma, which is a Raisa. Ava b'drabonim, when we speak about Rabbonim, Erev Truma, Islay, says the Gemara. Why didn't Reb Yosef just say that simple teretz? Says the Gemara, Kosova Reb Yosef, Mandel Islay Breira, somebody who subscribes to Breira, Loishna b'deraisa, Loishna b'drabonim, Islay, he'll always hold of the Breira. Or Mandel Islay Breira, the one that doesn't subscribe to Breira, Loishna b'deraisa, Loishna b'drabonim, Islay. And therefore, he wasn't willing to give a teretz that there's a difference between a deraisa and a Rabbonim. Rav Amar, again, Rav is trying to address the stira, the contradiction we have in Rav Shimon's opinion of Breira. Why, from here we see, in this case that we just discussed, Rav Shimon subscribes to Breira. But the case of buying the wine from the Kutim, he did not subscribe to Breira. Says the Gemara, the reason there he didn't subscribe to it had nothing to do with Breira. Says the Gemara, there's a whole reason. The reason is that you have to have Shani Hossam, the Torah, when it speaks about Trumas and Meisr, says Rashis. And what that means is, Sheshiyara and the Koran. When you take off the Truma Meisr, it has to be identifiable. When you're just making a verbal designation, it's not identifiable. And therefore, since it's not identifiable, that makes that Afrosha is not a valid Afrosha. Has nothing to do with Hilchas Breira. Amalei Abaya asks Abaya El Mato that you has to have identification. Says Abaya, it says that what would be the halacha? Hoyel afan of shnei rimonim shel tevel. If somebody has in front of him two pomegranates of tevel, vomer, and he says, im yerdu gishamim hayoyim, if rain comes down today, yezet truma. This rimon should be the truma for the alzeh, for the other rumen, because the halacha is you could take off for one fruit for another fruit, from one basket of fruit for another basket of fruit. Vim lo yerdu gisham mayoyim, and if it doesn't rain, I want just the opposite. Yezet shum al zeh. Hachanami, ben yerdu, ben lo yerdu, the halacha is we should say, ein dvar of klum, because when he made the designation, it wasn't identifiable. And you're saying now, the Reb Shimon requires identifiable designation. And if you say, Hochanami, maybe indeed, maybe Reb Shimon will indeed hold in such a case, it's not valid truma. But Tanan, but ask the Gemara, we learned the Mishnah, Masechta Trumas, Paragimel, Mishnah, hey, Trumas carries Kriyazah. Somebody says that there's truma in this basket, or Meister Saiv Betoichai, and there's Meister in the middle of this basket. The Trumas Meister Betoichai, we know that when you give a Levi Meisterishan, you have to remove also Trumas Meister. The halacha is, Reb Shimon Oimer Karashem, that's considered Shira, it's considered a valid designation, but it wasn't identifiable. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosom Dikasvivov. When we say Shirayim Nikorim, explain the Rishonim, and the Rash says this in Masechta Trumas, it doesn't mean that I have to be able to physically point to it. It has to be in a specific place. And as long as it's in a specific place, it's good enough. Vibay Seima, the Gemara again is trying to, and that's why it's valid. It's considered Shirayim Nikorim. Whereas when you bought Yayin Ben Akutim, there it's not identifiable in any way. It's just one barrel of wine. Therefore, we can't, Rav Shimon will say it's not a valid designation. Vibay Seima Kriktani Tama. Another reason why Rav Shimon over there doesn't accept this approach is nothing to do with Breira. Because Amalai, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, said to Rameya, Yatamoy de Shem Yivoka Anoit, are you not concerned that you're going to make this designation and drink the wine on Shabbos and assume that a Matzah Shabbos is going to take out Truma Samaisras? And what happens if the barrel breaks before Matzah Shabbos and it spills and you have drunk wine and you never end up giving Truma Samaisras? Nimtzazesh, Shaisut Tfalon Lamafreya. That's the reason we can't rely on that approach. Amalan, so Ramey says, L'chashiyah baka, I'm not concerned about it. If it'll happen, and as Rashi explains, Ramey says, I'm going to give this flask that has in it Trumas HaMaisers to a special shomer, to a special person to watch it, to make sure that nothing happens to it. Ask the Gemara, Ulamai the Salka, that me car the beginning ratio, Shiur and the Karim. But according to the explanation that we said, the reason of Shimon is not satisfied with that method is because of Shira and the Karim, my Karmelay, why we say, what's this designation, what's this discussion about Shem Yibaka annoyed? It says the Gemara Karmelay. This is the way we have to understand the dialogue. Lididon, Rav Shimon tells Rameya, we require Reishas, Shira, and the Karim. And since we require Reishas, Shira, and the Karim, your method is totally unacceptable. But he says to Rameya, even Lididoch, that doesn't need Shira and the Karim, but why are you not concerned? Why aren't you not concerned? Shemi Baka Noid, and therefore will turn out that the Nimtza Shaisa Tfalom Afreya, to which Ramey responds, I'm not worried about it, and therefore I rely on Breira. I don't require Shira and the Karim, and I'm not worried about the flask breaking, and that's why this is a perfectly acceptable method according to Ramey.